And welcome back to Picky Bits with me, Jessica Juilliard. Now, as promised, we are going to be chatting to Davina Patel, the Deputy CEO of Kids for Kids, a Dorking-based charity. Davina, are you there?
I am.
Hi there, Davina. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yes, good. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Wonderful to be here.
Davina, can you start by telling us a little bit about the Kids for Kids charity? When did it begin?
Absolutely. So Kids for Kids started 25 years ago now by a wonderful woman called Patricia Parker, OBE, who founded the charity whilst visiting her son he was a diplomat in Khartoum, and she wanted to go see how children were living. So they traveled to Darfur, and she was actually in a 4x4 across, and if I paint this picture, across hot desert sand, and you see this 9-year-old little boy struggling with two heavy jerry cans, and these jerry cans, they weigh about 25 kilos, so, you know, very, very heavy, and there was no one else to be seen. So she went up to the little boy, and then wanted to know, you know, where his parents were, what was happening, and you know, they went back to meet his mother, who was camped out at a wadi, which is a dry bed, where she was camped out with Ibrahim, the little boy, his siblings, but also three little goats. And Patricia was offered the evening meal, which was a bowl of goat's milk. So you can imagine how precious these little goats were, because they were sustaining this whole family. So she went back to the village and spoke to the different villagers, and she spoke to women, and the thing that they were so scared about was childbirth, because childbirth, when you get married, do you have it, you know, with childbirth is something that they're most scared about. And because there's no healthcare in remote villages, what they have is a traditional birth attendant, which is someone who basically survive childbirth. So could you imagine, you know, there's no nurses or, you know, operating tables or anything in remote villages.
No.
So she quickly realized, well, A, they need a hand pump nearby, they need more goats, they need healthcare. You know, 99% of women are illiterate in remote villages, so they, you know, they need education. So she quickly thought, instead of me personally buying a hand pump, evolved into something so much bigger. So the very next day she went to Khartoum and launched Kids for Kids on International Women's Day, and we're 25 on the 8th of March next year.
Oh wow, that's fantastic. Truly incredible. And now the idea behind Kids for Kids, obviously, is it's about kids raising money and helping kids in Darfur and Sudan.
Yes, but also one of our key projects is our goat loans. So we, you know, a baby kid, or it's called a baby goat, is called a kid. So it's goat's milk for children. So it's a double pun there. but at the moment, we are raising money for our emergency appeal, because I don't know how much you know, but at the moment there's a massive humanitarian crisis happening in Sudan, and Darfur in particular is, you know, it's terrible. There's high rise of cholera. There's, you know, there's no food. Children are eating animal fodder. Could you imagine?
Oh, God.
So what we're doing is we're providing remote villages. We're providing food to remote villages. So children under 5 will receive our kids' kitchen kits. And this morning I received the most amazing statistic. We've given our kids' kitchen kits to over 100,000 children since April.
That's incredible. Wow.
I mean, that took my breath away this morning.
That's amazing. And now you've got an event coming up, of course, and this is to raise funds for the charity. This is coming up on the 11th of October, your fly fishing day.
Yes, and it's Patricia's favourite event of the year. So we are at this stunning lake, it's called Park Lake in Albury, and we're there all day. We'll have instructors on, like, near, you know, on hand to help. We have fishing tackle and rods. It's fully catered, so you can either come in the morning or in the afternoon, or stay for the whole day and bring your friends and family. It's a brilliant day out. I'll be there, hopefully, with some coffees, you know, ready to, you know, feed and give people lots of drinks and entertain our fishermen. So it's open to everyone. The minimum age for children is 10, mm-hmm. but they need to be accompanied by a full paying adult, just because of the space limit. But honestly, please do come. Please do support our emergency appeal. Every ticket you buy will go directly towards supporting children in Darfur.
That sounds fantastic. Now, where can people buy tickets? Where are they available?
So they're available on our website. So if you go to kidsforkids.org.uk, it's /event/flyfishing2025. But you'll see our event drop down menu and you can select the fly fishing event from there. And more details are on the website as well. So
so you don't need to be an expert fly fisher in order to attend. You
can come along and
be tutored on the day.
Exactly. I mean, I've never fished in my life, so I've not had the opportunity yet because I've been so busy, you know, helping with the, like, preparing the food and making sure everyone is happy that I've not actually tried.
Okay.
But maybe this year.
Give it a go. Yeah. Brilliant. Okay. And Davina, the tickets cost? What are the price of the tickets?
Oh, yes. Sorry. Yes. The cost of the ticket is £85 for either the morning session, which includes breakfast and lunch, or the afternoon session, which includes lunch and an afternoon tea. And or you can come for the full day, which starts at 9:30, and that's £150. And that includes all food.
Fantastic. And for an excellent cause, really a very worthy cause, anyone that watches the news will know, hopefully, about the plight of the people in Sudan currently. It is an awful situation. So this is a way to participate and to help out.
And to have fun as well.
Yes.
It's a brilliant day out.
Absolutely brilliant. Davina, thank you so much for chatting to us today. And we wish you all the best of luck for your event in October.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I hope it's a roaring success.
I hope so too.
Keep
I'll
well.
Let you know.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.